Hello, and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, I Don't Want Any More Patients, Already in Progress.
Praise the Lord. Did everybody get welcomed?
Yeah.
Everybody welcome somebody well. When Cheryl and I got married, tomorrow, the 6th, is our 12th wedding anniversary. So praise the Lord. I told her when she married me, I said, woman, I'm a one-woman man. I will be with you till death do us part. I don't believe in it. I said, all the fights, knockdowns, dragouts, or anything else we have, you're still going to be married to me. I hope you don't have to forgive me over 490 times a day very often. So anyway, we have had a few battles as well as everybody else, so praise the Lord. But we're still together. Isn't marriage really a wonderful thing? You know, God made it. A man can't live without it. A woman can't live without it. They need each other. They really do need each other. And I praise the Lord for that. God is an awesome God. He planned the whole thing and he made everything perfect. He didn't say that there wouldn't be any problems in marriage, you know, because all of us that have been married more than a few minutes, what are you laughing about, Kim? Because you know that's the truth, right?
Yeah.
If you've been married more than 30 minutes, you probably had a disagreement about something. But, you know, that's why God told us to forgive each other 490 times a day if necessary. Because he knew that. So, but anyway, praise the Lord. We got them married now, and they've got the rest of their life to enjoy together. Several of you people in this room here today, besides me and Cheryl, were married in this church, or by me, or whatever. But isn't it a wonderful thing to be married?
Amen.
You really think it is? So, I will have to say, I shared with a lady last week, or week before last, I guess, a couple of weeks ago. And she was not happy with her husband. Now let me ask you a question. How many of you wives have ever been unhappy with your husband? All of you, I'm sure. If you hadn't, you're lying. God said he hates liars, so don't go there. We all do things that the other one doesn't like. And that's why the Lord told us to forgive each other even up to 490 times, if possible. Most of us don't forgive but once or twice, and then we lose it. But anyway, I'm going to teach a little bit today out of James. James, we're going to start with James chapter 1. And I think this is a good place to start when you realize you got a new marriage going on. Because James chapter 1, verse 1, let's see what that says. Put it up in the King James. That'll be good. James chapter 1, King James. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered throughout abroad, greetings. Next verse, verse 2. My brethren, now this is a good place to start with a new marriage. My brethren, count it all joy when we fall into divers temptations. If you've been married, like I said, more than a few minutes, you've probably had one of these. But he says, count it all joy. Now, how many of us do that? When you undergo trials and tests and different things like that, different temptations, how many of us consider it pure joy? Count it all joy when we fall into various or diverse temptations. Let's see what he says in verse 3. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. You know, I don't know how many times I've read the Bible. I have no idea. And certain parts of it, maybe thousands of times. But you know, have you ever been reading certain scriptures and you know you've read it several times because you maybe highlighted it or underlined it and everything else, but it's never really spoken to you like it has today. You're reading it right now and all of a sudden this thing just jumps off the page at you. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. And the word patience just jumped off the screen. And I thought, Lord, how many times have I prayed for patience? Have you ever done that? I have. But after today, when I got this revelation a few years ago, knowing that the trying of your faith worketh patience. If I'm praying for patience, what do you think is going to happen? There's going to be trials and tests. So if there's going to be trials and tests because I'm praying, then what am I fussing for every time I'm grumbling and complaining every time I have a trial and test? Because that's what we do. Is it not? You know, so you got married and maybe you were married 5 or 10 years before you had your first little spat. Or maybe it's like me and Cheryl 30 minutes later had your first spat. Maybe we weren't quite that bad. I'm just kidding. Oh, yeah. The first one was before we got married, wasn't it? Yeah, we had a little. In fact, she got so upset at me that one day. She told me, she said, are you going to marry? You're going to get married by yourself? I said, what do you mean? She said, because if you do this, I ain't going to marry you. I said, well, maybe we ought to talk about this. I know none of y'all ever had an experience like this except me and Cheryl. Oh, goodness. The trying of your faith worketh patience. So from that day forward, and I don't know how many years ago that was, but I'm telling you, I quit praying for patience. I thought, Lord, I have all this stuff I can stand. If to get patience, I'm going to have to be tried and tested. Then, Lord, I don't want no more of this. I'll just settle with what I've got, and we'll go from here. We'll do something else. We'll look at maybe I need more faith or something else, but I don't want no more patience. Because I don't like trials and tests, and I don't like having to say, Lord, I praise you and love you and thank you for this wonderful trial I had today. I walk outside and I'm in a hurry to get somewhere to a meeting, and I got to be there in 30 minutes, and I'm already 5 minutes late, and I run outside and I got a flat tire on the left front. It's very hard to walk up to that and look at that and say, Lord, thank you for giving me that flat tire. Now I'm going to change it. Because you know what he would tell you if you would ask him the truth and say, Lord, why did I have that flat tire? He said, I needed to detain you for 10 minutes because there was going to be a wreck on the interstate and you would be exactly at that point right there when this truck makes this turn and you would run in under that truck and that truck would crush you and kill you and I'm not through with you yet. So you can praise me and thank me for this test. Now, if I don't do that, you're going to get killed down there. Do you ever think like that? You know, sometimes God does that. Does he not?
Yes, he does.
He does those kind of things to save our life. You know, and of course, you know, usually if you're like me, you're kicking and screaming all the way. You didn't like it. It wasn't the way you wanted it. And when things are not like you want it, it's real easy to kick and scream. You think you're the only one in the world that has a problem. And so you want everything to happen just exactly the way you want it to happen. And if it doesn't, you can be extremely hard to live with. You know that? Now, this couple down here is laughing like they know what I'm talking about. You do know what I'm talking about, huh?
That's part of life.
Yeah, that's part of life. Yeah, and you have to live that. If you stay married, you have to learn that. You have to learn to live that. And if your mate does something that's mad, I mean that you make her mad, and or she mad or whatever, whichever one of you has lost your cool, as long as you both don't lose your cool together, you'll be okay. As long as one of you can sit there and say, I'm sorry, I love you anyway. While they're fussing and screaming and kicking and kicking holes in the walls, and then they break their foot and their toe. And that happens. Those kind of things happen. And on all that, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Well, we do need patience, don't we? I used to pray for it a lot, and I guess God gave me quite a bit of patience because I haven't prayed for patience in a long time. I still have a few trials and tests, but not quite as many as I used to. Okay, let's go to verse 4. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Now, that kind of brings on a whole new light here, doesn't it? You know, I mean, I want to be, don't you want to be perfect for the Lord? You know, you want to be able to do everything. You want to have faith. You know, I think about, I've said this several times about, you know, having faith and knowing the dominion and authority we have. And I said, you know, if I were to turn just a little bitty mouse loose here in the room, probably most, especially the women, would be jumping up on the seats. Not all of you, but some of you would. And I've got a few daughters here that work for me, you know, that y'all know what I mean when I say my daughters. It's these girls that I love, that I've raised them up here and brought them here and taught them the Word of God. They were really not my daughters, but they are my spiritual daughters. And I'm trying my best to teach these girls walk in faith. And they're getting there. One of them the other day come in, she said, Thurman, I went up to my house and there was a great big wasp nest right over the top. And she said, I went in and got some spray and I knocked that wasp down. I thought, I have dominion and authority. She said, years ago, I'd have called somebody else and had somebody else done that. I wouldn't even got close to those wasps. But she said, you've taught me that I have dominion and authority, especially if I get a good shoot-em gun that'll shoot them down from a long ways off. But at least she's getting there. She's getting there. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, complete, wanting nothing. That's the way I want to be. Don't you? Okay, so then I have to have patience, and whenever these trials and tests come, I have to remember to say, thank you, Lord, for that trial and test. That's difficult. But you know, I guess, and all of you know, that the greatest test that I ever had was when my wife and daughter got killed in a car wreck. You know, so there I've seen men that somebody in their family, like a daughter or a son, gets a leg broke in a football game or something, and they get mad at God, you know, and they lose it over one little broken leg or one broken arm or something. They just lose it and say, you know, God, I'll never serve you again. Have you ever heard anybody do that? I have. You know, you're being tried and tested. There's something wrong here. And it's amazing that people won't just do what God says.
You have been listening to Thurman Scribner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, titled, I Don't Want Any More Patience, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministry teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.